Realm of Aging by Dr. Eric Plasker. In the realm of aging, there exists a select group of individuals who defy the odds and stand as living testaments to the resilience of the human body, supercentenarians. These remarkable individuals, typically defined as those aged 110 years or older, occupy a rarefied space in society. Their often healthy longevity holds profound implications for our understanding of aging, health, and the limits of human longevity. It was last year that the 100-year lifestyle first wrote about Vincent Dransfield. Now, a year later, we decided to check back in with him. Vincent, by all accounts, is a nice guy with a good life. He has many friends down at the fire station where he once served as chief and is still on the roster of volunteers. He drives daily to the local shops for coffee, newspapers, groceries, and to chat with friends. Usually he cooks for himself and takes care of his three-story home by himself. Nothing too out of the ordinary, unless you're 110 years old. The difference between last year and this year is that Vincent is no longer a centenarian. Now he's a supercentenarian. Vincent has not had any bouts with illness ever. No major diseases. No backaches. No headaches. He does have some knee pain, but not the type that keeps him from walking the stairs or managing anything. Quite a lifestyle for a man who is among the 20 oldest men in the world and a member of the Supercentenarian Club open to those 110 or older. Verification of supercentenarian status around the globe has been difficult due to lacking birth record keeping 110 years ago. Therefore, calculations of total numbers of centenarians vary greatly. However, regardless, the number of supercentenarians has clearly been growing with each passing year. Studies have found that, contrary to common stereotypes of frailty and illness in old age, many supercentenarians enjoy surprisingly good health well into their last years. While they may experience age-related ailments, like arthritis or diminished sensory perception, these individuals often remain mentally sharp and physically active. Some studies have suggested that supercentenarians possess unique genetic variations that protect against age-related diseases, offering insights into potential strategies for promoting healthy aging in the general population. Beyond if or to what degree genetics do play a role, researchers have identified several common lifestyle characteristics shared by many of these long-lived individuals. Generally speaking, a key factor is a history of healthy living, including a balanced diet, regular exercise, and avoidance of harmful habits such as smoking and excessive alcohol consumption. Additionally, supercentenarians often exhibit a positive outlook on life, maintaining strong social connections, and a sense of purpose well into old age. As our understanding of aging continues to evolve, the study of supercentenarians will no doubt continue. By unraveling the secrets of extreme longevity, researchers may uncover a deeper understanding of the human body and its innate intelligence, from the first breath of life until the last. Meanwhile, the stories of supercentenarians serve as a reminder of the resilience of not only the body but the mind and the human spirit, and the potential for living a fulfilling life at any age. As we look at Vincent, he's another year older and still going strong with no end in sight. He has enviable health even for someone half his age. He's independent. With strong relationships, he's enjoying life. Clearly, he's been living his 100-year lifestyle for quite some time now, and showing the rest of us what's possible. Vincent's healthy longevity is proof that you never know what's in store. You, too, could live much longer than you think. If you want to continue to experience good health in your future, be sure to find a 100-year lifestyle provider near you. Healthy longevity is your birthright, but that doesn't mean that we all can't use some help along the way. A healthy spine and nervous system are vital to healthy aging.